When I signed my deal, I felt pressure. Don't wanna see the numbers, I wanna see.
大家好，我是 Jenny， 你正在收听汉言英语带给你的节目。
Hey guys, I'm Adam。
双十一过后呢，我想很多朋友就买了太多东西。You find yourself a little bit...
A little poor?
手头有点紧啊。刚刚 Adam 说 a little poor, 有点穷是吧？但英语里面其实除了 poor, 有很多很多更加口语、更加自然的方法来表达你最近这个钱有点问题是吧手头有点紧那今天呢我们就跟大家分享这些很实用很地道的说法那你可以到我们的微信公众号开言英语开放的开语言的言一边听节目一边配套的看我们的文字推送好那双十一我们基本上全中国人人都买了吧然后很多人可能就是啊、哦，信用卡刷爆了
Yeah, you max out that credit card
所以英语刷爆叫
Max out
To max out Max 就是那个 maximum
Maximum
就最高的那个限额
No more
Out 都没有了、Max out your credit
card Your credit card, yeah
OK 好然后你就有一点 poor 有一点穷So let me ask you about this word, Adam
Okay、
一个是说什么 Oh, my English is very poor 我英语不好、
right.
其实这个听起来也很不自然对吧、就是然后My English is bad, my English isn't so good,
right.
都比 poor 好。那如果真的是形容钱不太有钱、if you say, I'm a little poor.
If you're poor, it means you're always poor. It doesn't mean like, I'm poor this month, because last month I maxed out my credit card.
所以 poor 就是更加形容一种持续持久的状态。比如它的名词poverty.
Poverty, yeah.
讲到 poverty, 贫穷就是说这个贫穷的状况对吧
Right.
好。那如果就是我们希望这个 poor 是阶段性的哈，双十一过后你又恢复过来，说这种阶段性手头有点紧，哎，英语可以怎么讲呢
？Okay, so many. Probably the one that comes to mind first is money is a little tight this month.
Yeah, I really like this one, 因为它跟中文就是一样的。
Right.
We use the same adjective,
right?
The same metaphor,
right?
有点 tight 是吧？有点紧。What did you just say? I'm a little tight?
Money is tight.
Money
yeah,
is tight.
Money is tight.
因为中文我们说我手头有点紧。
Well, we have a lot of other ones that focus on the me or the I.
除了 money is a little tight, 钱有点紧。可以说 I'm a little tight? 不行。
Probably has a different meaning, yeah.
I'm a little tight on money.
You could say I'm tight on
money.
Money,
对吧。
But again, money is tight is probably the best way.
Okay, 好。那除了 tight, 好像还有别的形容词哈。
You could use short.
Short 就是说高矮的那个 short
Not short size, but just short in the sense that...
Short of something.
I'm short of something. There is a shortage of money.
短缺,缺钱哈。对,这个我觉得比较像中文咱们说缺钱。所以那个 phrase 可以怎么说?
I'm short on cash.
I'm short on cash.
And of course, you can always add a little. I'm a little short on cash.
其实是 a lot 然后还要婉转地说 a little 有点紧
yeah. Yeah.
其实很紧
Jenny could you buy lunch today I'm a little short on cash
所以这个介词是
on cash、
I'm a little short on cash、或者 I'm a little short 不用那个 on cash 也可以的对吧
Yeah the context、is pretty clear unless you are a very short personThen it might be kind of strange, but I think the person will understand your meaning.
好，那接下来还有一个是你刚刚教我的。I'm a little...
Strapped.
Strapped.
Right.
就像 bootstrapping. 我刚创业的时候，很多人就说啊，你刚创业的时候 ，you're bootstrapping every single day.
You gotta pull yourself up by those bootstraps.
对 ，boots 就是靴子嘛，然后鞋带就是啊，我觉得就比较像中文咱们说勒紧裤腰带过日子，勒紧对吧 ？I'm a little strapped， 有、
right.
这个意思。Strap 的意思就是勒紧、绑紧嘛。
You know, I've never thought about it.
Just,
well, I've never really been strapped for cash, luckily. So.
Oh, 你好 ，so lucky. 所以 完整的可以说 I'm a little strapped for
cash.
Yeah,
importantly here, the preposition is different, right? It's for cash.
对，和前面几个什么 short on cash.
Short on cash.
Tight on cash 介词都不一样哈。
Or strapped for cash.
对，所以我觉得如果你想避免用错介词，你就不要用介词，你就直接说 I'm a little short、
mm, right.
I'm a little strapped、right. 就可以了，对不对？但是像 Adam 说的，不要直接说 I'm a little tight、okay. 要说 money is a little tight.
Money is tight, yeah.
嗯，比较好。好，那接下来咱们要分享的这个形容词呢，我觉得是很多，因为一部美剧、
mm.
这个词在中国很多朋友会知道。
Right, and this is a really funny show.
Mm.
Unfortunately, a lot of our Chinese friends kind of get the title wrong.
It's Two Broke Girls.
The show is called Two Broke Girls, but、mm. people often say, oh, Adam, have you seen Two Broken Girls?
对，所以 broke, 就是没钱或者破产。Broke is like you're really, really...
You have no money.
You have no money.、Mm. 我觉得比前面的那个 strapped 和、mm.Short 还要 miserable.
Yeah, because if you're short on cash this month,、
yeah.
maybe next month will be fine. But if you're kind of broke,
就对，就是弹尽粮绝，什么都没有了、mm. 而且还没有 future, 没有未来的 no、
right.
hope 那种感觉、
no、
I'm broke, I'm totally broke.
Right, but just remember guys, it's not I'm broken.
对 broken 就是破碎、mm. 坏掉 Well, if you say I'm broken, 可能就是说你心灵上
的问题
对对就是心灵受到很大的创伤和打击、对吧 I'm broken、But I guess if you're broke, it also kind of the,
could be, I'm sure there are a lot
consequences you'rebroken.
Right, right, exactly.
好，那啊，最后我们分享一个简单的 I'm tapped out.
Tapped out, yeah.
嗯，tapped out, T-A-P-P-E-D.
嗯，
所以不能说 I'm tapped, 一定要说 I'm tapped
out, yeah.
是吧？
But this one you're not going to hear as much as the other ones.
嗯，对，前面说的这些更加常用一点啊。好，那嗯，其实我们今天在准备节目的时候 ，Adam 就跟我说啊、哦，月光族。
Oh yeah, the Moonlight Clan.
Moonlight Clan, 但是 Moonlight Clan 是从我们中文月光族翻译到英语的。
Right.
If you say Moonlight Clan to an American, they won't understand
you. No idea. But if you said something like living from paycheck to paycheck,
对
then they would totally understand you.
对，因为 that's how they.Express this idea.
Right. So you get a paycheck every month, and every month, right on time, you use that entire paycheck.
对
Spend it all.
So you're living from paycheck to paycheck.
Right.
你就是月光，对吧？月光族。哎，虽然英语那个 Moonlight Clan 没有月光的这个说法，但是英语里面的 Moonlight 它有一个意思。It's also related to kind of working, you know, trying to make money.
Yeah, it's a verb that means just you have like an extra job.
在外面有打还打一份额外的工、
mm.
零工对吧
like, usually it's at night, that's why it's called
moonlight. 对晚上就是你朝九晚五上完班晚上还出去赚点闲钱赚点、
right.
就赚外快那个意思、
mm. So like when I was in China, you know, I would have a job in the daytime and then at night I would moonlight as a singer.
对 so you would come to Open Language, come to the office during the day and moonlight as a singer.
And then at night, 钢琴哦
哦、还要唱广东话的歌是吧嗯诶前面我们说的to live from paycheck to paycheck、
mm.
所以现在美国也有很多就是给这种人的很小额的贷款叫什么 payday loans
payday loans or we call those people payday lenders
payday lenders 这些好像都特别的很危险在中国也有好像现在已经很多打击就是说不太合法嘛就是、
mm.
每一次只就说哎我就借个什么几十块美金、mm. 或者几百块美金但是它的那个 interest rate it's like loan 叫什么 loan shark
it's called usury
就是放高利贷哦 loan shark
loan shark is the guy who's like hey Jenny you don't pay me back tomorrow I break those legs
对对对然后就是什么几十借了几十块过几个月就变几百块几千块那样、
right.
很恐怖的对吧、mm.好那当然双十一大家买点东西每个人肯定都买了嘛 We hope you spent 可以说 within your means 对不对
Yeah, live within your means Spend within your means
Live within your means to live within your means, 就是说在自己可以承受的范围内去消费、理性的消费，对吧？好，那我们今天的这个节目就到这儿。然后我们看英语也做双十一的特惠嘛，但我们很便宜了，1199学习两年还送两个月，所以Hope that won't, I know it won't break. 诶，可以讲 break the bank.
Break the bank.
对， to break the bank 就是说不会让你变成 broke, 不会让你钱都花光这意思啊。好的，那希望大家今天通过我们的节目学了很多实用常用的英语。那如果你想跟我们一起学习更多的英语，大家可以看一下我们的会员课程。虽然双十一特惠结束了，但是呢我们其实平时也是非常优惠的一个价格，学习一年只要629，可以学到我们现在900多节会员课程，而且我们每天都会发布新课，大家可以到我们的微信公众号来试用了解。 OK, thanks for listening, we'll see you next time, 再见。
Bye guys. Money on my mind, no I have no money on my mind, just love.